All right. If you're joining us, today's session is we're doing an audio training for virtual assistants as it relates specifically to CPAs and accounting firms. And so a CPA is a certified public accountant. And so special designation, they go through. They go to college. They have to take a very brutal test. There's, I don't know, four or five areas that they have to take. There's laws and a whole bunch of other things, regulation. They can lose their CPA designation. Their CPA designation makes them a lot more money as a result of having that. CPAs often own an accounting practice, an accounting business. It's an accounting practice, and so you call it an accounting practice. With an accounting practice, there's often multiple partners. So there may be two people in the accounting firm, both may be CPAs, and that's all they have. Or there may be 10 or 20 people, or there may be hundreds. Most of the time, it's less than 10 people in the accounting practice. Often, they'll have maybe two or three CPAs, and then they'll have accountants. Accountants are different than CPAs. If you're an accountant, maybe you've gotten your Bachelor of Science in accounting, but you haven't gone through and gotten your CPA designation. The CPA designation is the highest level of designation, I believe, that an accountant can have. And so one of the challenges that CPAs have is they exchange time for dollars. So they bill out, and they typically bill out, I don't know, anywhere probably from $110 an hour up to maybe $250 an hour if they have specialties. An accounting practice can go ahead and do business in bookkeeping, can do business in taxes, can do business in auditing. Auditing is when you go in to a larger company, you check over all their books and all their policies and procedures, and you then say, yes, this firm is following generally accepted accounting principles. So they're a good company following the books. And so they're the ones that make sure, they're the ones that, so publicly held companies, I believe, have to be audited. If they're audited, if you're a company that does auditing, you can, if they end up going out of business, you can get sued. So they can do bookkeeping, they can do taxes, they can do auditing. A CFO is chief financial officer, so somebody who does finance, they look at the numbers and they tell you what the accountant's numbers mean. So most, as an accountant in an accounting practice, they're always exchanging dollars for time. And so when you ask a CPA and you say to a CPA, are you looking for additional, you know, are you looking for additional sources of business or revenue sources? Are you looking at additional revenue sources for your business? What that will mean is there's different ways that a business can make money. And so the CPAs, they have consistent money coming in because everybody has to do taxes every year. There are certain filings that the IRS requires. But they're always in this dilemma of exchanging time for dollars. So a CPA wants to get away from that. An accounting practice wants to get away from it. So they often have more business than they can handle, but they don't have enough business to hire somebody else. They tend to be weak in Area 1 marketing, Area 2 pre-sales, and Area 3 the sale. They tend not to do well in that. So this last email that we sent out, we went ahead and sent a testimonial. And are you looking for new sources of revenue? So when you'd call them, you'd just say, hey, I wanted to follow up on the email that I'd sent you about new sources of revenue for your accounting practice. So when you deal with these types of individuals, the more you know about their business. So you may take a half an hour just to do a Google search on accounting practices or CPAs to have some understanding of what those are. Once you start making calls as a virtual assistant, you're going to run into some obstacles. And that's where you call, like we're doing right now, and then we go through and we do role-playing. And so, you know, I'll ask questions, I'll go and call, and then, you know, on this call is Bobby and Melissa. And so if you guys have made some calls and you've come up with some objections from people or things that people are saying, then you would give me those objections. You'd say, hey, you know, so let's do some role-playing. So I call and I say, hello, this is Mark Borsma. Is, you know, Melissa there?
Yes.
Is this Melissa?
Yes, it is.
Melissa, this is Mark Borsma with Synergy, calling on behalf of Synergy Solutions. How are you doing today?
I'm good. I'm sorry. Who is this?
This is Mark Borsma, calling on behalf of Synergy Solutions. I had sent you an email just a few minutes ago in reference to increasing businesses from different revenue sources. Are you looking for new revenue sources to expand your accounting practice?
I'm not sure exactly.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's fair. If I could just ask Melissa, like, what's the biggest challenge that you're currently facing in your firm right now?
I don't really have any challenges.
That is absolutely awesome. So, Melissa, if somebody could help you in any area of your business, you know, what would you love help on?
Probably getting a little more clients in.
Okay. So did you get that email I'd sent out or not?
I'm looking. I'm not seeing it.
Okay. Well, there's two ways that we could do it, Melissa. If you wanted to, I could try to resend it to you. I'm not sure why it didn't get to you, but I could try to resend it to you and then call you back and schedule a time. There's a complimentary 30-minute interview strategy sessions, with an executive consultant. There's no cost to it, no obligation. They would be able to ask you more questions about your business, get to know you a little bit better. And then if you are interested in maybe expanding your business in different areas, they might be able to give you some suggestions, ideas, and tips on how to do that. So would it be would that be good to schedule that complimentary interview strategy session?
I'm not really sure if I have the right time for that.
Okay. So, like, how important, like, Melissa, 1 to 10, how important is it for you to expand your business?
Pretty important.
So, like, 1 to 10?
Like a 8.
Excellent. Do you think it's worth maybe a half an hour of your time to look into that, if that could help you? Wouldn't that be a good use of 30 minutes? Or...
I suppose so.
Awesome. Well, this is going to be great for you. Melissa, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and schedule you. Let's see here. What do you have available tomorrow? Do you have tomorrow? What time zone are you in?
Central.
What's your time now?
11:21.
Okay, so yeah, you're in the same central time as us. So do you have tomorrow at 1 o'clock open?
Yeah, that sounds fine.
So I'm going to actually schedule you. So what I've done is I've gotten Melissa to say yes. The next thing I need to do is I need to lock in the sale so she doesn't cancel or not show up. So then what I do is I sell her on showing up, and I say, what I'm going to do is I'm going to schedule you to meet with the president of Synergy. This guy, he's amazing. He's an international author and speaker, has a number of clients that are CPAs and have accounting practices. You are going to enjoy the 30 minutes with him so much. He will transform kind of how you look at business, give you some amazing insight. The guy is spectacular. And I might even add, he's the most amazing father in the entire planet.
Yeah, Bobby, why don't you add that? you would be oblivious to that.
Sorry. That's my expressive getting geared up for this next 2 years. I'm smoking.
Yeah.
So then you sell them on doing that, and then you confirm their email, you confirm their phone number, you go ahead and make sure you schedule it on my appointment. Ideally, you schedule it on yours, and then you go through and you make the notes in it in the MCAT system. You put them into the appointment so they get notification of the appointment, and then they'll get a reminder of the appointment as well.
So is there a way, as much as I know that you like us being independent and all, is there a way for you to just send me, like, an ideal script? Because as much as I can remember some of that, if I'm sitting here and they switch it around or something, I need something to at least view and say, okay, this is what I can say, simply because I've tried coming up with my own script just before this call, and it's like, okay, I'm calling from Synergy, but how do I get the appointment going? Like, all of that that you just said, can I, like, kind of get it in writing?
Yeah, what you can do is this should be ready, and I don't know if you know how to get the recordings. Ginger Ann, I think, knows how to get the recordings. And so if you go into the conference calling, this recording, I think, will be ready in the next 5-10 minutes. And so you can take this recording, and then you can listen to it and pause it and go through and create a script, you know, or an outline or whatever you need from this. Or Bobby can do it, or you both can do it from memory on this and then share it with one another. And then come through. Then what I would recommend, so you can build the script from whatever we shared today, you're going to see a lot of diversity. And so, you know, key speaking points, you heard me say firm, you know, you heard me say accounting practice, you heard me say CPA, you heard me say all of those type of things. And so those things can be helpful. Also, what you do is look at my schedule. As soon as you've made enough calls and talked to enough people where you feel that, okay, I need another talk with Mark so I can go ahead and go through and do another role play. So the role playing you guys do, what you're doing is when you do role playing, you're sucking out my unconscious competence. So you guys are sucking out my unconscious competence, and then you'll learn how to respond. Bobby, did you notice the tone?
Yeah.
The tone, the energy, the passion, walking around. I mean, you know, they are going to meet with me. I am amazing. They're going to agree to what I have to. I'm going to have fun with them. And so I'm going to laugh. I'm going to go ahead and joke. They're never going to forget that they had a conversation with me. That's the mindset, the power of being able to go in and do that. And you're going to, you know, if you've got to do an hour of work, you might as well get the most out of that hour. And then what we need to do is we need to figure out how do we organize these calls so other virtual assistants can go through it. You guys want to build a system, and so when you're calling a new group of people, you schedule a time. You know, we record that call. We do role-playing on that call. You guys learn how to do that, learn the industry, learn the script, the tonality, the physiology of it, and you guys are then off and running. After you make a certain number of calls, 20, 30, 40, 50, whatever you make, you're running into objections, you're running into challenges, you schedule another time, and we go through and we do role-playing. And you guys throw at me exactly what's being thrown at you and see how I respond.
Can we do a couple more?
Yeah. So I call somebody, ring, ring. Somebody answers. I say, is Bobby Lowe there by any chance?
Oh, let me check if he's in his office. 1 second. All right, let me put you through.
Thank you.
Hello, this is Bobby.
Hey, Bobby, this is Mark Borisma with Synergy. How are you doing today?
I'm pretty busy. How are you?
I'm doing really good as well. Just wanted to do a quick follow-up, Bobby. I had sent you out an email on maybe checking to see if you're interested in expanding your accounting practice without hiring new staff. Are you guys looking for new revenue sources by any chance?
Not really, thank you.
Okay. Bobby, what would you say the biggest challenge that you're facing? Ring, 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 ring. Ring, 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 ring. Ring, ring, ring.
Oh, my God, he hung up.
No, I'm calling him back.
You're calling him back?
Yeah.
After he just said that?
Right.
Wouldn't that be annoying?
Ring, 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 ring. Hello, how are you doing? This is Mark Borisma, and, you know, Bobby and I just got disconnected. So, is Bobby available by any chance? Right, 1 moment, please. I'll check. No, he's not interested in talking to you. He thinks you're an idiot. You're kidding? Wow, that is so... I am so sorry to hear that. So what do you think the biggest challenge is that the accounting firm is facing? Well, I think that Bobby's a jerk and a moron. Hard to work for. Yeah, I can totally see that. Could you use... I mean, see, what most people do when they're calling, when somebody hangs up on them, like their mental physiology goes down. They get discouraged. They get frustrated. Not me. They have no idea. Now, would I do that? Probably not. Why? Because you know what? It's just probably not worth it. I feel sorry for them. They just missed the opportunity of a lifetime. You know, they might be because they're kind of, you know, maybe in a bad marriage. Maybe their kids are, you know, everything's going bad. If they just talk to Mark Borisma, he could help them. He could help them. Don't they recognize this? Don't they see? So the next call, I'm going to have more energy. So it's like when there's negativity, most people, it brings it down. But not you guys. You guys, when negativity's out there, you guys splurge on that. You guys are motivated, inspired. You guys are excited. You guys are anxious to get back on the call and say, I can't wait to go ahead and talk to the next person. And so it's a will. It's a choice. It's, you know, you're choosing to go ahead and have that type of a mindset. Okay. So the key is to keep your energy up. Keep, you know, and I don't know, once in a while, you know, what are they going to do? You know, sue you? I mean, kill you? They're CPAs, you know. Okay, Bobby, any other, did you want more role playing, Bobby?
Well, that was fun.
Okay. Okay, anything else?
No, I sent Melissa a script.
Okay, cool. Nice work. So what I would recommend is you guys start to compile. I mean, this is your own company, and what you're doing is you're helping Synergy. We're a client of yours. And so, you know, you can say I'm calling on behalf of Synergy. You can call from Synergy. I don't care. Say whatever you want to say. And so that's what you do. Synergy is a coach rather than somebody being coached internally. They're contracting with us to coach. And so it is your own company. You're building your own systems. And so, you know, Melissa's all frustrated. Why is she frustrated? Because there's three elements to frustration: how hard you work, how much you care, and your level of expectation. So Melissa's working hard, she cares a lot, and she has high expectations. That's cool, love that. So you guys, you know, come up with a script, or you guys come up with a series of questions to interview me, probably, on your calling projects and or, you know, your clients. So when you go ahead and get a client, so Bobby, you have a client with, you know, Alan, you'd use the same questions with Alan that you would with me. So say, hey, can I record this call? I'm looking at building some scripts, you know, to call these type of people, and so I'd like to have some role-playing. What you're doing is you're taking the unconscious competence from the individual, from the owner, from the leader, drawing that out, learning as much as you can, digging in. You know, it's going to take more than 5 minutes, but it's not going to take you months or years to do it. You know, within an hour or two, and then you make calls, learn from those calls, come back, learn some more. Get out there, learn some more. You keep doing that over and over again. Does that help, Melissa?
Yes, it does.
Excellent. Bobby, any questions?
Nope.
And so now we got to decide where are we going to put this, you know, where are we going to put this training so future people can have access to it, the benefit to it. So I go into the Vision Project, go into VAs, go into, so, you know, phase four. So, Bobby, work with Mike and Jonathan to put a phase four here. And phase four is working within specific industries. So working within specific industries, and then we'll have, you know, CPAs and accounting firms. So we'll start building a library. We'll start building a library of different industries that you can get up to speed on as a VA very, very quickly. That way, when you guys bring on VAs underneath you, you can just point them to this and say, go listen to this, and this will help you. This will help you to learn. Make sense?
Yeah.
All right, you guys are awesome. Let me know if you have anything else, and then after you make X number of calls, you need some help to overcome more objections, you go ahead and give, you know, schedule it in my appointment or give me a call if I'm available. We'll record that session, and we'll record every single session, and that, you know, brings it to you guys and brings it beyond that too. All right, you guys are awesome.
Okay.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Yep.